Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to the programme Dedication to Education here on Iman FM 103.1 FM, your voice, your choice, and also on Inspire FM in Luton and Dawn FM in Nottingham. The studio hotline is 0114 242 5200, and you can WhatsApp or text me on 0788 55 9786. You can like us on Facebook, Iman FM Radio, and follow us on Twitter at Iman FM 103.1, and of course listen to us online on imanfm.com. Before the break, I was talking to Zahid Huck, all the way from Ilford, who is a radio presenter. He is an expert on current affairs, on sport, in sports, and also is a social media icon. Has studied law and politics as well, and has been talking about his journey in education, and also about the way sort of the experiences he went through whilst he was working and studying at the same time. Thank you very much for those of you that have texted in and said that you're enjoying the programme and finding the conversation that I'm having with Zahid very interesting. Indeed, it's very interesting, and we'll go back to Zahid and we'll continue from where we left off. Assalamu alaikum, Zahid, are you still there?
Walaikum salam, Sister Zeba, yes I
am. Excellent, okay.
Well and clear?
Yes, absolutely.
You never know with technology sometimes. So
you never know with technology.
Just in case I'm speaking and... or you're speaking, we can't hear each other. The fallbacks of modern technology is brilliant when it works, and when it doesn't work, you haven't got an alternative.
Absolutely. So, Zahid, before we went for the break then, we just started to talk about the fact that you had worked at Heathrow Airport. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. I worked there for roughly 3 years.
Okay, so tell us a little bit, because I know it was very interesting when you were working there. So what kind of things did you do, and who did you meet any celebrities for a start?
I met loads, and because it was before the selfie culture, a lot of people, if you didn't take a picture with somebody, people wouldn't believe you. So obviously nowadays you'll have your phones, because obviously we had phones that time, but there was no concept of, you know, the selfie culture of taking pictures with every single person you meet. Like nowadays you do, or you might do a Facebook Live with them, or you might do a video on Twitter or so on. So a lot of the people I met, unfortunately, I didn't take a picture with them, even though I could have done.
Okay.
But it was just those, you know, when you're working at the airport, they might be in a hurry.
Sure.
But if I give you my best experience at Heathrow.
Please.
But I will mention some other names as well. But what I'll do, my best experience at working at Heathrow was meeting Imran Khan, the cricketer.
Really?
Yeah, and that was my first experience of actually meeting him. And it's funny enough how it happened, because I was coming towards the end of my tenure working at Heathrow, because as you can imagine, working traveling from Ilford to Heathrow on a full-time basis is not very easy over a three-year period, because obviously the distance you're traveling and so on. So it was literally my last few weeks working at Heathrow, and I was working in Terminal 3 mostly, and I worked past where the immigration officers sit when you're going into departures. And so as soon as people come into the terminal, you're the first person they see post immigration control.
Right.
Going to, well, GE3 or other stores within the terminal. And all of a sudden I looked up and Imran Khan was there.
Wow.
I had to really pinch myself. I thought, I've been watching him since the early 80s, and finally this is my moment. So I literally went up to him and I said, Assalamu alaikum, and then he said, Wa alaikum salam. And it was like, even though we've never met before, we never knew each other. It's like we had met before, that kind of thing, because the chemistry was there straight away, because obviously you can imagine how many people he's met over the years, and how many people sort of grab his attention. And he probably thought, oh, not another one. But alhamdulillah, I started from there, got into conversation. I said to him, do you mind if I speak to you? He goes, no, carry on. And a two-minute conversation lasted about 15, 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, and I managed to sat down with him, talked about his cricket career, talked about his journey into politics. And I also spoke to him and I said, look, alhamdulillah, whatever you're doing for Pakistan, I'm sure you're doing it with the right intentions. You know, my support's with you. People's support's with you. And whatever you do, you know, make sure you stay firm on that. And then he was very, very responsive in what I said as well. And I even offered to give him a hand with his luggage, because he had quite a lot. He goes, no, I'm not that kind of person. I can, you know, do it myself, which I was taken aback with, because when you're on that kind of known celebrity or sure. that, especially if you're Pakistani, you mm. want others to do things for you, and that hit me quite a lot because mm. he said, no, I'm all right with these bags. I'm always comfortable carrying my own stuff. You know, I don't ask for assistance. And that shows you the humility of the person. Mm. And he's probably the most humble person I've ever met, even though I've met so many other people throughout my life. But that feeling, you know, definitely was good. And even 15 minutes later when he was going, even, you know, thanked me for the conversations and
wow.
thanked me by name, which not a lot of people do these days.
Yeah.
And, I've met him a couple of times since then, but I haven't taken a picture with him. So when I mentioned that, had that experience with him, I can't, people say, oh, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what people are like? Unless you don't have a picture with
sure.
him, they're never going to believe the story. I said, well, if you don't believe me, you can go and speak to Imran Khan when you go to Pakistan. So
exactly.
I'm sure he'll remember me because I've met him a couple of times yeah. since then as well.
Wow.
So that was the most famous person, I would say, to me, because I followed his career. And that was in terms of other people from Pakistan, people may not know them, but I'll mention them as well. From Pakistan, I met, you know, Rima Khan?
Yes.
The actress?
Yes.
I met her as well, and I've got an autograph. I've got Imran Khan's autograph as well. And also, I met Rima Khan. I've met Ali Zafar as well.
Really?
Yeah, I met Ali Zafar, and I met Ali Azmat, who used to be part of Zayt Junoon back in the day.
Yeah, wow.
I met him as well. That's from Pakistan. And also, I met a few politicians, believe it or not, other than Imran Khan, at the airport as well, from Pakistan. And then from Bollywood, I've met Shah Rukh Khan. I met him twice in 2 days.
Really?
Both times at Heathrow. And he's a very, very quiet guy. He keeps to himself. He's not like what you see on in the movies and so on. But he's very, very quiet. He keeps to himself. He doesn't really engage with people. So I met him, and also met the Bachchan family as well, other than Amitabh Bachchan. So I met Jaya Bachchan, his wife. I met Aishwarya Rai a couple of times. I met their son as well.
Right.
The name escapes me right now. I'm sure it'll come to me later. So I met them as well. So I spoke to them. And I met loads of other actors and actresses from Bollywood, which was quite an experience in itself.
I think it's always endearing, isn't it, that when you, like you mentioned, you know, Imran Khan and others that you've met, I think the thing is that what really brings it home is when they are as down to earth as, you know, you probably want them to be down to earth, but when you actually realise how down to earth they are, then that's where it really brings it home. And I think that's where you can link it into their education, into their, you know, their upbringing, etc. Because that is what is taught, isn't it? As parents, that's what we want to teach our children. And the whole point of having an education as well is that, you know, you treat everybody else as you'd want to be treated yourself. And as long as you remember that, then I think that people remain humble. What do you think on that?
Yeah, I agree with you, because unfortunately the media portrays what it wants to portray until you physically meet a person in person, with, you know, outside the limelight. Because what you remember, when I met Imran Khan and all these other personalities, yes, there were people in the terminal, but there was nobody, you know, rushing towards those personalities at the time, because as you know, everyone's busy with the flights and they might not have seen them coming into the terminal. So this is the time for you to go and speak to them on a one-to-one basis, and they're more likely to speak to you, even though they might have had a horrendous journey getting there. You know what it's like traveling up and down in London.
Absolutely.
But if you speak to them calmly, and if you ask them if they're okay to speak to you, then alhamdulillah, it makes a better experience for them and for yourself. And the other thing I needed to mention before I forget, otherwise your listeners might know, but during the 2007 World Cup in West Indies, the 50 over, Pakistan lost to Ireland, and also we had the sad demise of Bob Woolmer, who was Pakistan's coach. I think it was the next day or 48 hours after that, the Pakistan team, the whole entire team, they flew back to Heathrow from the West Indies.
Right.
Before going on to Pakistan, and I met all of them when they arrived in the terminal. And
wow.
Zaman Ulhaq was Pakistan's captain at the time, and always wanted to meet him because he's one of my cricket idols. And alhamdulillah, it was a very, very difficult conversation to have him, because first of all, I gave my condolences on the passing of Bob Woolmer. You could see it on his face because of the shock, he was very impressed with him. And I managed to get an autograph from him, Meet the 3D, met the whole squad, and they were very, very humble people. So, you know, in the media,